our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, also known as Lateri Sunday, and it's noted, like her sister Gaudet Sunday, for being particularly a day of joy. Lateri is Latin for the word rejoice, and so we take a mild break in the middle of our Lenten doldrums in order to share that joy. And we have much to rejoice over. I know that Carl and Britta particularly have 50 things over which to rejoice, 50 years of marriage. Congratulations to you. And then in our scripture readings, whether rejoicing with Samuel over a new king's anointing, the psalmist's dependable shepherd of our souls, St. Paul's light of the gospel that makes us children of God, or the miracle of Jesus giving sight, both physically and spiritually, to the man born blind, we have reason to celebrate as though Mardi Gras had never, ever hit midnight. So, beginning with our Old Testament lesson, we see David being chosen as king over Israel to replace a pretty disappointing king, King Saul. And this reminds us that God is looking for a shepherd who is after his own heart, as Scripture later says about David. We see that the kind of caring and dependable character that we would hope to have is found in David as he's being hunted down while he's busy out watching his father's flock. This shepherd image for Israel's leaders never disappears from the biblical narrative. In fact, that very pastoral image is attributed to God himself. We look at Psalm 23, perhaps the most famous of the whole collection of Psalms, and it spells out the loving kindness of God as he shepherds our souls through thick and thin. So both David as the precursor to the Messiah and God himself bear qualities that one should find in a spiritual shepherd. But then we get to Ephesians, and it feels like we've taken a hard turn off of that shepherd role, a shepherd road. Paul enjoins the church at Ephesus to be children of light that God has called them to be. Christ is portrayed as the true light that illumines any dark areas where sin tries to hide. And if we allow Jesus to shine in us, we can uncover that tenacious wickedness and become God's children in our very characters, as the divine light exposes wickedness within us and shines through us so that others might be able to see their way back to God through Jesus Christ. In a more oblique way, this light theme continues as Jesus heals the man born blind, making spit mud, yummy, but that is supposed to be reminiscent for the Hebrew mind of the Lord's breathing life into Adam as he formed him from the dust of the ground. Jesus not merely heals the blind man, but recreates his sight in this instance. On top of that, when the formerly blind man finally sees Jesus for who he is, as the Messiah long promised, his spiritual eyes are opened as well. But we also get to revisit in the gospel lesson a kind of sideways peek into Jesus as a shepherd. The blind man obeys Jesus when he commands him to wash in the pool of Siloam, reminding us of when our Lord said about himself, "My sheep hear my voice." Also, the fact that Jesus cares for him in his time of need shows those shepherd-like qualities that we yearn to see in those who God has chosen to lead us. So, Jesus embodies the very glory of God the Father as well as the character of someone who can best shepherd our souls through the highs and lows of life's journey until eternity. Jesus can be described then as a divine shepherd of light. He shows us the way by being the way. He opens the eyes of our heart by being the light that we need to see it, plus providing and caring for us by being all that we ever need, our manna, our living water, our shelter, our rescue in times of trouble, our very reconciliation back to the Father who loves us. Of course, if we consider Jesus divine, our shepherd, and the one who brings light into our darkness, we ought to be joyful worshipers, obedient sheep, and courageous seekers after truth. One such joyful, truth-seeking follower of Jesus was the hymn writer Fanny Crosby, who just won her bracket this past week in Lent Madness. I don't know those of you who know about that. Lent Madness is... taking off of the March Madness in basketball for college basketball. It's a way in which we yearly get to take a look at some of the lives of the saints whom we commemorate in the Episcopal Church and learn a little bit more about them and then cast our vote for who we like the best. Getting back to Fanny Crosby, she became blind as an infant. And was very fervent in following Jesus as her guiding light, her good shepherd, her saving Lord. In fact, she was so prolific a hymn writer that she would often write 6 or 7 hymns in a day. So that puts her on pace just by sheer volume with other hymn writers such as Charles Wesley or Isaac Watts, for those of you who kind of have the inside scoop on who writes the most hymns in church history. She ended up joining the Episcopal Church in her 40s, and she kept busy with her hymnody all the way until her death in 1915. Her joyful faith that's expressed in hymns like Blessed Assurance, Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Well, this faith continues to inspire those of us who count Jesus as our divine shepherd of light, as our greatest joy on this Lateri Sunday. Jesus fulfills the messianic hopes of Israel since David. He embodies the divine character of the good shepherd sung about in the Psalms. He outshines our darkness as the light of the world, and he lives out a mission that opens our eyes from blindness and creatively empowers us to follow him. Jesus sums up all that we long for, all that we hope for, all that we need, and clears the way of everything that stands in the way of us and his heavenly love. That, my friends, is something very much rejoicing over this Sunday. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in our darkness, let your light shine. In our wanderings, be our good shepherd. In our blindness, heal us. In our hunger and thirst, provide for us. In our sorrows, be our greatest joy. And at the last day, may we find you more than enough to redeem us in both body and soul. This we pray in your precious name. Amen.